listening to Miller and Moulton, exclusively on the Florida Sports Network. And now, here's Mark Miller and David Moulton.
Top of the morning to you. And on this hump day, we ask, how the heck are you, Miller and Moulton? Thanks so much for being with us here on the Florida Sports Network and at FloridaSportsNetwork.com. I continue to come at you from St. Louis, and they had their fill of playoff hockey last night. But, well, big, big sports night in Florida, particularly in South Florida. Top of the morning to you, Mark. How are you?
I'm doing terrific. What a great night of sports again last night, David. And boy, oh boy, Tampa Bay Lightning are not going to go away quietly. The defending champs and the battle of the Sunshine State told the Florida Panthers last year, you don't put us on the power play because we're really good. And the Florida Panthers in game one in the third period found the Lightning on the power play again and again and again.
It's probably the sport in which you can play this way the longest and still win. I mean, name the sport, Mark, where you can be outplayed for the first two-thirds of a game. Soccer, maybe, in which you look up at the scoreboard and the game is tied. You know, it's difficult to have a basketball game in which, you know, the first two and a half, you know, almost three quarters, one team's really taking it to the other. You look up at the scoreboard, it's not tied. Even in football, it's tough to do. You know, a defense can bend but not break, but usually the team that's taking it to them has got the lead. You know, baseball, it's tough if one team's, you know, hitting the ball all over the yard and getting guys out, you look up and it's the seventh inning and the game's not usually 1-1. But in hockey, you can be outplayed for an hour and a half and look up at the scoreboard and go, well, all we have to do is win a short period of time here. We win this sucker.
It was not the most aesthetically pleasing hockey to watch. Tampa is going to slow this series down. They are not going to let Florida skate. They have made that apparent last night. And if they can do it when they're on road ice, they should be able to do it for the majority of the series. And Florida has to figure out their power play yesterday. Holy Toledo.
For those that maybe haven't been following closely, but now that it's Tampa Bay and Florida, and you hear these two yahoos talking about it, and heck, even young Felipe's jumped on board. You're like, you know what? Maybe we'll give this a shot. Yeah, the power play is important. You don't get many of them. And since goals are much harder to come by in the postseason, you got to convert those things. You usually get 3-4 a game, and you got to convert one of them. The Florida Panthers have now played 7 playoff games. They've yet to score a power play goal. It's remarkable, actually, that they're still playing, considering they've yet to score a power play goal.
I did find it funny because Braden Point's injured for Tampa Bay. Maybe their best forward right now, the way he's playing. And it left Coach John Cooper with a decision of how usually you dress 12 forwards and 6 defensemen. 4 lines, 3 sets of defensemen. Well, last night they dressed 11 and 7. I did like the crew to a man going, well, I like 12 and 6 better, but I'm not going to argue with the guy who's won 2 Stanley Cups in a row.
Right.
I hated it as a player, but I'm not going to argue with what Cooper's doing out there. And thank goodness he dressed 7 defensemen because 2 of them get hurt in the game, and he's down to 5 for the majority of the game.
And he's looking like a genius. And it's real easy to look smart. We've only been saying it the entire time we've been on in our third act. But, Mark, what do the Tampa Bay Lightning have that no other team has?
A Vasilevsky.
The best goalie in the world.
Yeah, they have one of those.
They do. Like the Bengals had a Joe Burrow, and everybody said, man, got to get me one of those Joe Burrows. What aisle is a Joe Burrow in? The rest of the league's going, Where do you find a Vasilevsky? All right, can you get that online? All right, you go to one of those places, can you buy them in bulk? How do you get one of these?
Minnesota tried to get themselves one. It didn't work out all that well. That guy didn't get it done. Los Angeles has one. The team's so bad around them that they couldn't get out of the first round, but they damn near did.
Right. Damn near posted the upset. When you put a human wall in the net and the thing gets to move around, depending on where the puck is coming from, it's very difficult to score.
And it puts the pressure on the opposition goalie in ways that you cannot imagine. Bobrovsky did not play poorly last night. They criticized him for not getting back on his feet too quickly on what ended up being the game winner. Okay, if that's where we're going to go. But internally, the pressure that he'll have on himself from this point forward is far greater than any outside noise that can come in.
I mean, the Lightning, it's funny, Mark. Sometimes a team is shorthanded. And I don't mean just in hockey where you've got one less skater than the other team. I mean just in general. And it actually forces you to play a certain way. The guys look around and go, well, this is the only way we can play. So there's no sense fighting it. Let's just do it. And that's where the Lightning are right now. They don't have nearly the firepower that they've had in past years. Hell, they don't have the firepower they had a week ago. And so they're looking around going, wow, we're going to have to win this 2-1, aren't we? And we're going to have to play six more weeks of 2-1 hockey. Man, this is not fun. This is a pain in the butt. But if it's a pain in the butt to us, imagine what it's going to be like for the other guy.
All that being said, despite the way they played and the power play and all of those things, they needed a break. And in today's NHL, they got a huge break. I don't like it. I thought in my world, in the hockey that I called, that I spent 15 years broadcasting games, last night would have never been an issue. But right. In 2022, when you interfere with the goaltender in any way, shape, or form, they generally will disallow the goal.
Yes.
And the goal that made it 3-1 was goaltender interference in today's game.
Yes.
Player in front of the net hit the goaltender's head. The head moved. It was obvious. All three announcers called it. Carey Fraser, who I think is one of the best referees that ever did the game, on Twitter, said that has to be goaltender interference. And they didn't call it. In fact, when you challenge a play like the Panthers did, they ended up shorthanded. And it ended the game for them.
And what I think is frustrating, you know, who cares who wins the series unless you're a devoted Panthers or Lightning? I mean, Miller and Moulton are neutral in this thing. We just would like to see it go seven, to be brutally honest. All right, but what's frustrating when you're a fan is when you literally just got done watching 2 weeks of scintillating first-round play, in which when they had situations like that in all the other series, they called it goaltender interference. I mean, the two of us watch damn near every second of the Rangers-Penguins series. Mark, because he's married to a Penguins fan, and I'm a Rangers fan. So in our households, this series was on the TV. And both of us, even though we're 1,500 miles from one another, watched what took place last night and said, oh, well, hell, I just saw this 3-4 times in the last series. That's goaltender interference. Nope. Oh. Great, because everybody's watching this. I mean, Mark, we saw it very early on in the first round. They started calling goaltender interference. By the middle to late first round, everybody in the sport knew, oh, okay, well, that's going to get taken off the board. That's goaltender interference. So now when last night happens, the whole sport goes, oh, well, that's not a goal. That's goaltender interference. And then they go, no, it's a goal. Oh. Really? Because it's not like these guys are going to stop going to the net. I mean, oh, wait, now we're allowing this? I mean, this is like cornerbacks and pass interference. Wait, you mean I get to grab them? Oh, thank you.
That's exactly what it is. I think that's the perfect analogy. is a D-back and pass interference in this goaltender interference. I think it's a great analogy because if they know that it's not going to be called, well, then they're going to play differently. And last night stunned me.
Now, I'm willing to bet that the officials, they're going to read Twitter. They're going to get a hold of the comments. And that Toronto is going to change their tune beginning with the next game. They're not going to say they screwed up, but they're going to call goaltender interference on the next contact with a goalie. Here's the funny thing. I can't wait till it's Florida that scores and they take it off the board. Because for those of us that have watched the NHL, trust me, they'll do it. And it's not them sticking it to the Cats. It's their spin the wheel of justice. But give it up to the Lightning. All right. They got a break. And they made their breaks. And they just did in game one to Florida what they did in game seven to Toronto.
Took a faster, more talented team and tamed it. Largely tamed it.
And then when they're not taming it, they turn around and they say, hey, Vasilevsky, are you ready? We can't stop everything, you know.
Boy,
the rest is up to you.
I don't know if Florida had two consecutive shots in the third period, though. Once they got the lead, they really played an unbelievable level of defensive hockey of one shot and out, one shot and out. If they even got shots, it was a masterful defensive performance last night by the Tampa Bay Lightning.
And as you said, Mark, it gets the Lightning back in the Panthers' head. Now the Panthers know going forward. I mean, you know, they've come back against everybody all year, all year. And last night, Tampa Bay said, yeah, we ain't everybody.
They are definitely not everybody. They are an elite team still. They are a well-coached team. That was evident last night. Want to see what Florida does to change lines up, to switch things around, if they're going to change their power play in any way, shape, or form. Because, well, last night didn't work for one of the South Florida teams. When we come back, we'll talk about the other South Florida team because everything went right in the second half for the Miami Heat. It's Miller and Moulton. A great show on a Wednesday for you. Thanks so much for joining us. We'll come back with more right here, exclusively on the Florida Sports Network.
You're listening to Miller and Moulton, exclusively on the Florida Sports Network.
21 minutes past the hour, top of the morning to you. Miller and Moulton, the Florida Sports Network, floridasportsnetwork.com, which is where you can go to sign up for our golf tournament. 3 weeks from Saturday, June 11th, West Bay in Estero. Thank you to that Southwest Florida Golf Carts, flgolfcarts.com, for being one of our main sponsors. That's where I'm going to get that blinged out pink golf cart. Finally make my wife happy after 26 years of marriage. Didn't realize that's all it took.
You really, as I said before, you owe her. You had all the years with no jewelry, no flowers.
Yep.
I think she's due.
For those that don't know, my wife is very anti-stuff, things. All right. I didn't realize this when we were dating. You know, I mean, I was big on the chocolates and the cards. I liked the flowers. You know, we got married and we had a cat. And the cat used to just tear into the flowers. So I, of course, thought, well, you got to teach the cat to stop tearing into the flowers. My wife, no, said to me, hey, stop bringing flowers and teasing the cat. Why, of course, honey. And it went downhill from there.
So now, to rectify everything, it's just a simple pink, blinged out golf cart.
Right.
Need some flashing lights on it, David.
Oh, she's, well, you know, Mark, she's a product of the 80s. I mean, you know, think big hair and tacky stuff from 80s movies. I mean, there's very little I couldn't attach to this golf cart that my wife would go, oh, that's ugly. No, Uh-uh. So looking forward to doing that a little bit later on into the summer. FLGolfCards.com. Thanks, guys.
All right. Jimmy Butler's pretty good. Anybody else on that?
Well, what did we learn last night in South Florida sports? If you're on skates, it's good to have a Vasilevsky. And if you're wearing high tops, you know, you should find yourself a Jimmy Butler.
You should find yourself a Jimmy Butler. Holy Toledo. What a performance. 41 last night. Helped out on every other part of the stat sheet. Rebounds, assists, steals, having had a blocked shot in the game. Terrific night for Miami after a first half that Boston takes the lead going into the half, and Miami comes out and says, thank you very much, 22-2 to start the third quarter.
Down, what was it, 8 or 9 at the break? Butler outscores the Celtics by himself in the third quarter, and Boston couldn't recover from an absolutely dominating third quarter by the Heat. Boston surprisingly shorthanded for the game. There was talk that Marcus Smart was going to be a game-time decision with a sore foot. Kyle Lowry was going to be out for the Heat, and if Smart was out for Boston, you go, toss-up. Maybe it hurts Boston a little bit more. But then Al Horford, who's found the fountain of youth in these playoffs, must have tested positive for COVID or something, because all of a sudden he's in the protocols and he can't play, and he and the Celtics are looking around, in which he's like, I feel fine. I don't know what to tell you here. Can't play tonight. We'll figure this out later. And didn't look like it was affecting Boston in the first half. Looked like they needed everybody they could get their hands on in the third quarter.
Well, there's no doubt. And I said it to Felipe before the show. Look at what Butler did at the start of the third quarter is unbelievably impressive. The steals are great. But Tatum's got to be able at some point to throw better passes than that. You can't just keep handing the ball over if you're supposedly an elite NBA player. For as good as Butler was, Tatum was just as bad to start that first. And for as good as Tatum was in the first half, because he was unbelievable. What do you have, 25 in the first half, Felipe?
Like 24.
Okay.
He was amazing in the
24
first
and 5, something like that. I mean, he had incredible first half numbers and then throws the ball away, and that's what brought the Heat right back in the game, and then they end up dominating the third quarter, and Boston tried to make a couple of runs in the second half. That game lasted forever, for the record.
Yes, it did. Yes, it did. I thought there was a chance that the Blues-Avs game was going to finish before it. Man.
When I got to make a decision when the basketball, that game that starts at 8:30 is over, do I stay up and watch the third period? Holy cow, that was a long one.
I will say, for all the complaining that the South Florida sports fan has done, and in a sense, I get it. You know, you got two teams, and they're both playing on the same days at close to the same times. But come on now. I mean, first off, you know, so you miss some action in the first half of an NBA playoff game. You know, come on. So you pick the Heat up at halftime and you go, oh, they're down 8. I mean, what'd you really miss? I mean, if we're going to have staggered starts like this where they're separated by an hour to 90 minutes, stop your complaining. You can watch the hockey, switch over to the basketball during a couple of commercials a period. The intermissions are 18 minutes in hockey. You can watch a good stretch of hoop. And then you could turn it over. It's mid-second quarter. At worst, it's halftime. Come on, this is the NBA. You haven't missed a ton. You know, 8 points at the half. Please, Jimmy Butler said, I'll take care of this in 90 seconds. Listen, when Eric Spoelstra's impressed with you, you're pretty good. All right, and Eric Spoelstra came out after the game and said, listen, we got a lot of players in this league, a lot of really good players. We don't have many competitors like him. I'll just say that right now. He is all about winning, period.
And the fact he's doing this all inside the arc, I think he only attempted 2 3. He didn't make either three he took last night. He took 2 3-pointers the whole game, one in the first half, I believe, and then he took a late one when he was trying to make sure he got to 40 and chucked one up there in the last minute.
I will say, though, both coaches boy, are there going to be a lot of defensive adjustments. I mean, we didn't know how many games would get to 100. We had 225 points scored in Heat Celtics last night. These two head coaches are going to be losing their mind with adjustments. And Spoelstra is going to be turning to his staff going, how the hell did we win giving up 107?
Well, Boston shot like damn near 60% from the floor in the first half.
Yep. But you know, Mark, those coaches can only tip their hat so much. At some point, they go, well, we gave them such easy looks. I'm expecting a rock fight in game two.
And I don't know who that even favors. But the Heat get game one. The Lightning get game one in the Battle of the Sunshine State. And we're off to the races in this round of the postseason.
Yes, we are. And the Heat are a perfect 7-0 at home. And let's be honest, they don't have to do anything on the road if they keep winning at home. I mean, we expect them to, you know, stumble at some point. But, hey, you know, if you're the one seed and you keep winning your home games, you're going to go a long way. I don't know much about sports, Mark, but I know if you have home court and you keep winning at home, whenever there's a handshake line, you're on the good end of it.
Makes sense to me. Another thing that makes sense is what a great show we've got for you lined up today. Greg Wyshynski used to be the puck daddy back in the day.
We haven't had him on in forever because he used to be based in the East Coast and he moved west. And so, of course, we're a morning show. We couldn't get him. We got Wyshynski.
So Greg Wyshynski will join us in the 7 o'clock hour. Pat Kerwin at 8 a.m. this morning and Seth Everett for his usual weekly appearance at around 8:38 on this Wednesday. So a pretty good show lined up for you. The text line is open as it always is. Text FSN Radio to 21,000 if you've never done it before. FSN Radio to 21,000 and let us know what you think about game one of the Eastern Conference Finals or game one of the, I guess, Eastern Conference Semis in hockey, however they want to dial this thing up, round two, if you will, in the National Hockey League. We are Miller and Moulton, and thanks for joining us. As David likes to say, what are we doing? Getting you over the what?
The hump!
Getting you over the hump. That's what we do here on Miller and Moulton, right here on the Florida Sports Network.
You're listening to Miller and Moulton, exclusively on the Florida Sports Network.
22 minutes before the hour. Thanks so much for being with us. Miller and Moulton, the Florida Sports Network. Greg Wyshynski to talk a little pucks. Excited to have the former puck daddy back on the show. Pat Kerwin, Seth Everett also joining us because, well, that's what they do at some point during the week. It's kind of a blood oath we've all taken. If they get shows, we'll come on their shows too. Unless, of course, I have a show on Sirius, then we're not allowed.
Did you get all that out there?
Yep.
That was just a little running stream of consciousness right there. I just let you go. I'm like, what the hell's going on with Moulton over there? How'd the research go yesterday? A little bit of a grind, David?
Oh, man. It's funny. Before the show, and for those that don't know, I'm in St. Louis doing a little research. When Joe Buck did golf, I was his researcher. And he's doing what I guess we'd call a buck cast. It's you know, Manning cast type of stuff. In fact, it's being produced by Peyton Manning's Omaha Productions.
It's a Manning cast. If I find out, I know you got some meetings, but I would be shocked if it's called anything but that. That's what they've dubbed these. It's the Manning cast. If Omaha Productions is doing it, I would think right. It's a Manning cast.
And so we're doing it from a studio in St. Louis, and because that's where Joe lives. So I'm out in St. Louis, and I'm doing my research. And you can't really start the research on the individual golfers until, well, we know what the field is, because everything changes week to week. Your world golf ranking status, you know, money list, all that sort of thing. It literally changes week to week. So, and over half the field played last week. So I got to, you know, research 156 golfers here. And I basically got to do it in about two and a half days. So Mark asked before the show, he goes, hey, did you see, you know, most of that Blues Avs game? I said, most of it? Hell, went to overtime and I turned it off and I was still up. Absolutely. I got 4 hours. I got four really good hours of sleep.
I mean, that's only about one more than I got last night, because I decided I decided at 11:30 after the Heat game, which took an eternity to play and finish, I just kind of looked at Colorado was up 2-1 at that point, heading to the third, and I'm like, I'm not staying up for this, because what if it goes to overtime? Then I got to stay up for overtime.
Exactly. Good call by you, because it did go overtime. And we'll tell you who won, if you don't know already, in the...
The Starting Five. Five stories you need to know. It's The Starting Five on Miller and Moulton. Here's number one.
What's he doing over there?
I don't know. I'm getting him up in the bullpen already. I've already got the bullpen up. If he can't get us through the 6 o'clock hour in his Jimmy Butler jersey.
I mean, there's one thing in the 6 o'clock hour he's got to be ready for.
One button.
It happens in the third segment of the 6 o'clock hour every morning. Mark, big announcement by ESPN yesterday. You know I like to start with football. All the XFL games are going to air.
Are you kidding me?
On the ESPN.
You're serious right
now.
I
did it just to see your reaction.
The playoffs open, and you're opening with a damn league that may not even play a game.
That's right, Mark. But if it does, well, you'll see every damn game it plays, whether you want
to
or not.
Good luck with the rest of this starting five.
Lightning beat the Panthers 4-1. Vasilevsky with 33 saves. He's really good.
Yeah, why would you lead with that on the Florida Sports Network?
Lightning scored three in the third, two of them on the power play. In fact, they had three power play goals in the game. Here's a little advice to the Florida Panthers. Stay out of the damn box. Okay? It's why you lost to them last year, so why would you go back into the damn box when you get another shot at them this year?
Boy, and Burnett, before the game, when they interview him, he says, we've talked about it until we're blue in the face, but it's a matter of doing it. And keep talking to him, coach, because they didn't listen in game one.
Better get purple in the face, coach, because blue's not the shade. Colorado in overtime beat St. Louis 3-2. Binnington had 51 saves for the Blues. 51 saves in a loss. That's tough. If you're St. Louis, wins are going to be hard enough to come by. Your goalie stands on his proverbial head, and you don't get the W? Josh Manson with the game-winning goal in overtime after the Blues, Mark, scored it at 3:14 to go on the power play. We talked about this and how the playoffs are different now. They will call a penalty in the final 5-6 minutes. You know, they called the penalty in overtime on the Penguins. It was a legit penalty. Rangers scored to win the series. You know, never used to see stuff like this, even 10 years ago. I think it's made the games better. Tonight, game one in the East, Rangers, Carolina. Game one in West, the Battle of Alberta. First time since 91, Edmonton and Calgary. By the way, Mark, according to Brendan Shanahan, president of the Leafs, everybody's safe. GM, coach, nobody's losing their jobs. Players, on the other hand, well... I'm not making any promises. But I'm not blaming the coach or the GM. NBA Eastern Conference Finals. The Heat outscored the Celtics by 25 in the third quarter. 39-14 to erase an 8-point halftime deficit. Jimmy Butler outscored the Celtics by himself in the third quarter, 17-14. He had 41. No Smart, no Horford for the Celtics, no Lowry for the Heat. Miami wins it by 11, 118-107. They're up 1-0. Game one out west tonight, TNT, 9 o'clock. Golden State with home court against the Mavs. Warriors a 5-point favorite. That surprise you?
A little bit. I'm just trying to figure out who they have and how they stop Luka.
Yeah, I don't know that they do. I think they're going to give Luka his 40 and make sure nobody else goes crazy. NBA draft lottery was last night. Hey, congratulations to the Orlando Magic on the 30th anniversary of getting the number one overall pick so they could draft Shaq. They win the draft lottery. OKC ends up with picks 2 and 12. Houston third. Sacramento moved up to fourth. The Pelicans, who made the playoffs, had the 8th overall pick because of that whole Anthony Davis trade. Knicks, Mark, continue the tradition. 18 consecutive times they've gone to the lottery that they have not moved up. They've
either Was it worth it?
Mark is convinced that these are the basketball gods getting them back for getting Ewing in 85, which he contends was fixed.
Frozen envelope.
I'm not the only one that contends it, by the way.
No, Felipe believes it, and he wasn't even born. Golf. Brooks Koepka locked his keys in his car, and because of it, he was late to the course. Now, it was only practice tee time and what have you, but still, just the pairings are out. How about Tiger, Rory, and Spieth as a threesome? What do you think? Back nine tomorrow morning, which of course means you'll get them late afternoon, Friday.
Who's going to be leading out of that threesome come the end of Friday? I would take Jordan Spieth all day, every day.
So you think Spieth wins 36 holes?
Yes.
I'll go Tiger. Matsuyama, Shoffley, and Finau's a threesome. Hovland, Zalatoris, and Cam Smith is a threesome. Hatton, DeChambeau, and Max Homa is an interesting threesome. Lowry, Koepka, Adam Scott. DJ Cantlay and JT. How about Rahm, Morikawa, and Scheffler? They're your late afternoon threesome in round one. So that's who you'll see a lot of on Thursday, Rahm, Morikawa, and Scheffler. You're not going to believe this. You're going to see a lot of Tiger, Rory, and Spieth in the afternoon on Friday.
And by a lot, every single movement that they make.
All 210 shots that those three guys hit.
In most every step that they take.
And probably with the Police soundtrack in the background. Kiermaier, Phillips, and Arozarena all had a homer and two RBIs. Rays beat the Tigers 8-1. Marlins beat the Nats second day in a row 5-1. Judge had two homers. You know, he seems intent on getting paid.
Doing all the right things for it now, isn't he?
He really is.
Wow.
5-4 Yankees over the Orioles. The Astros scored 9 runs in the second inning in Boston last night. They hit 5 homers.
In the inning.
In the inning.
In the inning.
Yes. Mm-hmm. All off the same pitcher, Eovaldi. He's only like the 4th pitcher in Major League history to ever give up 5 homers in an inning. Because normally by the 4th, they take you out. 13-4 Houston over Boston. Mets and Cardinals split a doubleheader. Royals and White Sox split a doubleheader. Acuna returned for the Braves. Azuna with a 2-run homer. Atlanta shut out Milwaukee 3-0. Dodgers swept the twin bill from Arizona 7-6 and 12-3. Okay, guess the attendance in Oakland.
Ooh, I didn't look purposefully. I wanted to make sure I could play the game. I am going to go with 4,187 people.
Felipe?
This month, Felipe.
Yes.
Oakland, he's not even paying attention. He's on his phone.
Wow. We might have to look for a new producer. 5-2
I'm taking the under.
Over the Twins, 3,640. Oof. Yes, we've had about 6,900 people show up for the first two games of the A's Twin series. Cubs shut out the Pirates for the second straight day. Think about this. The Pirates have scored 1 run in the last 3 games. They've also had 8 total hits in the last 3 games. And they actually won one of them. Toronto shut out Seattle 3-0. Reds beat Cleveland 5-4 and 10. San Francisco beat Colorado for the 12th straight time. That's really hard to do. 10-7 Giants. Texas doubled up the Angels 10-5. That's because they scored 7 in the 8th. And the Padres shut out the Phillies 3-0. Robinson Cano, don't you know, had 2 hits and an RBI for his new team, San Diego. Matt Harvey's been suspended 60 games because, well, he was involved in that whole drug dealing thing and that Angels pitcher who died. So Major League Baseball gave him a 60-game suspension, even though right now he's not in the league. Did you see the Tariq Cohen story, free agent running back?
I did. That's awful.
So he's doing a workout on Instagram live, and he tears his Achilles right in front of everybody.
You can hear the pop on the Achilles, too.
Oh, man. And for a running back, yeah. And so are we believing the Messi Beckham Inter-Miami story? There was a report yesterday that Beckham is going to do for Messi what the LA Galaxy did for him all those years ago. Going to make him player owner of the team. Up to 30% ownership. Everybody associated with Messi and Beckham have denied it. For what it's worth, Messi still has 2 years left on a contract with PSG in which he makes $43 a year.
That's pretty good even for a quarterback.
Yeah, that's not bad for a soccer player in his mid-30s. $43 a year.
I wouldn't be surprised by it, David. Not one bit. In fact, it seems very Miami.
It does. It does. I wonder also, aren't they still fighting for the stadium location? Right now, isn't it a big controversy? This is another boondoggle for Miami, the stadium that they want. They've got it picked out and the financing and everybody, Sampson. I mean, a lot of people are coming out against it, saying this is a total boondoggle. And listen, David Sampson should know about boondoggles. And he has said that. He goes, listen, I ripped the city off one time. I don't want to see him get ripped off again. And that, Mark, was...
That was the Starting Five every weekday morning at this time on Miller and Moulton.
I don't think I missed anything. I mean, I made sure to get that XFL news in there.
I'm so happy that you did.
Wasn't the XFL already on ESPN the first time around?
No. No, the XFL was on NBC the first time around.
Or not the first time around, right before COVID. Pretty sure it was.
Okay. I'll have to take your word on it.
I'm not going to get involved in defunct football league arguments.
The one thing they're apparently doing, they're going to play right after the Super Bowl. You know how this one waited till like right before the draft to get going? Apparently the XFL plans to start playing right after the Super Bowl, mid-February. So, for whatever that's worth.
Can't wait for that. Miller and Moulton. Thank you so much for listening right here on the Florida Sports Network.